revolution in antiquity to an apparent absence of value for science in the prevalent educational system must find a more relevant comparison, and for that, historians of the scientific revolution need to know how widely scientific subjects were actually taught in primary and secondary education before the 17th century. Studies of medieval university curricula do not apply to that question, since few among the population of the time would ever have advanced so far, if they received any education at all. So if medieval primary and secondary education did not significantly differ in subject material from their ancient counterparts, or in the numbers thus educated, the question then becomes whether and to what extent late medieval higher education differed from ancient higher education in these respects, and it is not likely to come out well by comparison. The actual science content of medieval universities was very limited and circumscribed, consisting almost entirely of a limited survey of Aristotle, already scientifically obsolete even in the early Roman era, and, for medical students, Hippocrates and Galen. And the methods taught were predominantly not empirical. In any school, there was typically only one mathematics professor who was not even an engineer and rarely even a productive astronomer, for every dozen or so professors of medicine, none of whom taught any hands-on dissection, apothecary, or experimental methods. Improvements in these respects only began in the 16th century, and thus, again, were more a product than a cause of a then-ongoing scientific revolution.